Okay, part two. So now that we've established that drying your hands is certainly part of the mitzvah, and you know, let me double down. And so if you base here, the Mechaber says not only do you have to dry your hands, you have to dry your hands well. He says, "V'yinagvim heitev." You have to dry them well. Kodem shiyavta, before you eat your bread. Sha'ochel b'li nigo v'yadayim ki'idu ochel lachem tami. This is according to that Gemara in Sota, that if you eat without drying your hands well, even if you wash your hands, if you don't dry them well, it's like you're eating tamei bread. So why do we need to dry our hands well? So the Mishnah Brewer here, according to Beis Yosef, explains that the whole purpose of Netilas Yadayim is to remove the tumah from our hands. We presume that our hands are in the status of sheni latumah. So we got to dry our hands, wash our hands to cleanse them of tumah, to purify them before we eat bread specifically. We discussed this in the past, I think. So think about it. So my hands have tumah on them. I wash them with water once. Now the tumah is off my hands, but it's on the water that's on my hands. So then I wash it a second time to get that tumah water off my hands. But the Mishnah Berurah says there's still going to be some tumah water left. There. There's no way you got rid of all the tumah. The only way to get rid of all of it is by thoroughly drying all the water off, removing all the water. Now your hands are fully cleansed, fully tahor. So if that's the case, that's why the Mechaber says you got to dry them well. You got to dry them well. That's a significant part of the mitzvah. So with that, some of the earlier poskim discussed, not the question of an electric hand dryer, but is one allowed to let their hands just drip dry? You don't have any towels. Can you make the bracha after you wash your hand, alon tiyos yadayim, and just, you know, shake it off, let it dry out in the sun or something like that? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tanya, says no, because there's no way that's going to be a significant drying. It's going to take forever. You're going to end up eating while they're still wet. And he says you're not allowed to make a bracha if you're only going to let your hands drip dry. The Chazon Ish, this is all quoted by the Dirshu, argues, it says as long as you're patient, you really let them dry well, then you would be allowed to make the bracha on that. But that's all as far as drip drying goes. What if you're using an electric hand dryer, which is a very efficient process? I don't know. I haven't taken a poll. I think it works. It's probably easier to just use a hand towel. Besides, I'm not talking about going green or whatnot. But, you know, it's quicker. You get everything off. A hand dryer, you have to have some patience. But if you are using a hand dryer and you're going to let all the water actually dry off, v'yinagvim heitev, as the Shulchan Aruch says, so the Dirshu quotes Rav Elyashiv as well as Rav Vosner, both saying that that's perfectly okay, and if that's what you have at your disposal, then you're allowed to wash your hands, make a bracha, and use an electric hand dryer for Netilas Yadayim. So just in summary, there is a machlokas in the Rishonim when to make the bracha, which very well could be connected to the question of, is drying your hands part of the mitzvah, a.k.a. is it appropriate to wait until before you dry your hands to make the bracha? Is that still considered to be over lasiyasin, which is a machlokes? The Tur, Tosos, the Ramah all say yes. They all say it's part of the mitzvah. And therefore you could, and we do, make, most people do, make the bracha before you dry your hands. Drying your hands, therefore, we see is part of the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to dry your hands well. And therefore, if you're using an electric hand dryer, if it's going to dry your hands well, there would be no reason that you couldn't use that as part of the process here to let them drip dry. That's a little bit more questionable because maybe you're not going to do a good job, although the Chazon Ish as well. Something I didn't really get into, but the Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to, or the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not supposed to dry them on your clothing because that can lead to shechachas haTorah, that could lead to forgetting Torah. There's a machlokas whether specifically your shirt you're not allowed to dry it on, but you could dry it on your pants or, I don't know, your socks or something else. It's specifically because the Gemara says chaluk, your shirt, or not, but generally we should avoid using our clothing to dry our hands. But an electric hand dryer, Rav Vosner, Rav Elyashiv, both say that would be okay.